Let me get back to the second hour of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski. One program note. I want to mention that you can get through to Republic Broadcasting on the Internet at republicbroadcasting.org. I'm told that the other website, rbnlive.com, will be back too soon, and someone is now actively working to restore the archives. Republic is actively working to correct the turmoil and the internal turmoil that goes on in the radio business a lot. I mean, this is not something new. The radio business is a volatile business, but it's a vital business. It's one that's needed because we need to get the truth out to people, and especially a station like this or one like it who, you know, doesn't really hold to that mainstream media theory of overly broad financial, social, and moral constraints. And they do. Our last guest, Sean Dix, who created a new dental floss that is sanitized and sterilized. I never knew that the market, all the dental floss is not sanitized or sterilized, or it can't be in the way it's packaged, because once it gets out, it is no longer sterilized. Sean came up with, as he told you the last hour, he came up with a new product that basically would have had forced Johnson & Johnson and all those other companies to retool, costing them a lot of money. But you know what? I think we deserve a sanitized, sterilized dental floss. I use it all the time. Sean's product was great. I mean, I would have bought it. And he actually figured out a way, an ingenious way, to get it to your mouth without losing the sterilization making the sterilization process useless. So it was a great product. And guess what happens? Johnson & Johnson, Ted Turner and CNN and the rest of the people in the antitrust department ended up threatening his life. And the product's being sold only on the Internet, and he doesn't sell much. And then he spent 2 years in jail over this. So that's exactly how corporate America operates. And if you think it's he's just an exception to the rule, forget about it. I mean, this is a case that illustrates exactly what goes on. An American citizen who came up with a great idea, who would have brought sterilized dental floss to the market, which people really, I mean, would buy. I mean, if I had my choice between sterilized dental floss and non-sterilized dental floss, what would you do? Okay, well, you know, I'm going to reiterate what I said just in a minute here before I get to my next guest, Walt Williams, who I consider to be a man that really cares about his country, a patriot. Every 2 or 3 months I bring Walt back because he's in Michigan, and he's going to tell you about what he's learned about the real problems in this country, the spiritual controllers of the New World Order, the Vatican. And what I was saying at the top of the hour, in the last hour, was that we have a host of problems in this country. The NAFTA trade agreements, border issues, the Patriot Act, the IRS laws, 9/11. I can go on. The eminent domain laws are being destroyed. Family farms are being taken away. We have a whole issues of health, and we have basically all these people in control have no good intentions for you. If you just attack one of these issues without realizing who's behind it, you're just whistling in the wind. You need to understand who controls this, because if you change the government, if you change the people in government, you change the banksters, they're just going to put some other people in to do the same thing. And they do it through bribery, threats, and even assassination and genocide. So that's what you're facing in this country. And unless you realize that it all goes back to Rome and then seeps down from there, you're never going to solve this problem. Because I'm going to include the pedophile problem, which is huge. And guess what? I had a New York police detective said it went to Cardinal Spellman, former Cardinal Spellman, and now Cardinal Egan. So we're going to talk about this seriously. If you want to call us, we'll be back in about 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal, 800-313-9443.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Okay, we're back. My guest is Walt Williams from Michigan, and Walt's been on the front lines of fighting the New World Order for a long time. And every 2 or 3 months, I bring Walt on to let Americans understand how other Americans are finally getting to the truth, and we need to spread the word. Walt, what are we facing these days? First of all, nice to have you. What are we tell America what we're really facing? Go ahead.
Well, we're facing probably one of the largest inquisitions that the Vatican has set up for any country in the world since the Spanish Inquisition. They're going to be murdering millions of American citizens in this country and using their fifth column people to make sure it happens. Flooding the country with Roman Catholic peoples from Latin America, Mexico, into the country, just as was done in the 1850s with Irish Roman Catholics that came in floods and completely disrupted the social order in the United States. And you can see that the Vatican has infiltrated all of our political institutions, all of our committee chairmen of all the in Congress that control money and policy, both foreign and domestic, are Roman Catholic. Our military... Peter Pace, a Roman Catholic, I believe he's Knight of Malta, and I got photographs of him receiving the John Carroll Award, which he, I believe, is the Archbishop of Washington, D.C., his mentor and controller. It's just I see I was raised Roman Catholic and never seen all the things that have been coming down in this country for a long time. And they've infiltrated all of our educational institutions, undermined our churches by undermining doctrine and destroying credibility or at least attempting to destroy the credibility of the King James Bible, which is the only reliable Bible for the English language, the English-speaking people. Rupert Murdoch, Roman Catholic Knight of Malta, controls all of the and owns all of the copyrights and all the Bibles outside of King James. He's one of their people who produce propaganda and lies and drawing attention away from the Vatican and what they're trying to do to our country, as well as the rest of the world.
Right, and I know this has been something that you are so passionate about. You mentioned you were born Roman Catholic, grew up Roman Catholic. How does it make you feel when you finally realized, I know you're not a Catholic basher and you have no reason to really have anything against the Catholic people who are unaware of this outside of maybe making them aware, but how did it make you feel when you first realized the real tentacles of the Vatican and their evilness in so many different ways? How did that make you feel?
Well, knowledge about the Vatican and their involvement in the New World Order and their heading it didn't come until the last couple of years. I understood about the New World Order as it related to politicians and bankers and the general footmen for the Pope has been throughout the world, and the fact that they had Jews like the Rothschilds controlling the banking interests around the world for them. And always conveniently hiding the fact that the Rothschilds were the keepers of the Vatican's treasure. Well, mm-hmm. Common sense tells you that if the treasure belongs to the Vatican, then it doesn't belong to the Rothschilds, and they're footmen to control the money for them.
Right.
And the Vatican has huge holdings in our stock market and corporations in this country, like General Motors, Ford, Chrysler.
There's been a story floating around the Internet, and I want to mention this right now. And it's a story that's floating around, and it says, microchipping definitely linked with Rothschild. Rothschild, and they pinpoint him being. Now, let me mention this, that I recently had a man on the show who was involved with the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge. Now, he says this, that Cardinal, this microchipping plan was initiated in Monte Carlo when they first were talking about it years ago by Archbishop Paul Marcinkus, who was a member of the Monte Carlo Lodge, Vatican bank head. He was the head of the Vatican Bank for years, involved in that scandal. And he was writing documents with Jesuits regarding how the microchipping plan. So right. Let's get it straight. Guys out there writing that story about Rothschild. It goes deeper than him. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, he was the one that brought out the written articles, which I read one of his articles, his statements about the chip, and about also pushing for a world government, a new world order. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the main proponents, and he was trying to push Pope John Paul II to be more aggressive about pushing the new world order on, you know, through the Catholic Church.
Right.
And I've got a quote from Pope John Paul II, stating his support for a new world order. And that was done, I think, in the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And these popes have been claiming all temporal and spiritual authority over all men and all things in this world, just about ever since the inception of the Roman Catholic Church, beginning, actually, with Constantine. Constantine mm-hmm. claimed to be the Pontifex Maximus, or the God, you know, God man, and he claimed and demanded worship by all men throughout the Roman Empire, which all the known world at that time was under Roman control.
And I think the real key point here I wanted to bring up is back in the old days, they could use brute force to basically take over a country, take over people's mind. But as man progressed, as the world progressed and differences of religion and countries formed, they had to think of another way to do it. And what they do is deceptively steal away your rights. And that's how they do it now, through deception. And they will resort to assassinations and genocide, but deception is a big part of their plan, correct?
Yes, that's part of the fourth degree oath of the extreme oath of the Jesuit order. Calls for infiltrating government agencies and undermining laws and murdering anyone that gets in their way, and really causing inquisitions to take place where the Catholic Church has always been promoting anti-abortion rhetoric. Well, in 1940, they murdered babies and stung and hung them up on stakes, impaled them in Croatia. In 1940, they murdered 600,000 to 1 million people. They were Eastern or Western Orthodox Protestant. And anyone that didn't bow the knee to the Pope, they murdered them. So this jazz of saying that they're so concerned about the sanctity of life, well, Spanish Inquisition and all of the Inquisitions that they've been involved in since their inception, they estimated over 200 million people have been murdered by that monstrous organization.
Right, and I wanted to interject something here. We're going to get back to your feelings, because I cut you off and got off on another tangent. I want to get your feelings about when you realized this happened and how it affected you as being a Roman Catholic. I do want to mention, if I can say this, Walt, I got two callers on the line, Marilyn and Alfred. We will get to you after this break, so just hold on. And if you want to call us, 800-313-9443. And I want to mention this. We do not screen calls. And I don't ever, if you disagree or agree with us, please call, because the only way we're going to get this out in the open is by a debate. And whether you are agreeing with Walt or disagreeing with me in this interview, call. I mean, we're not afraid to deal with these issues on a basis with people that either don't understand it or want to argue that the Vatican isn't in control. So what were your feelings when you realized... Really, what was happening in your heart?
Well, I realized about the New World Order as far as the surface side of it, you know, politicians and bankers and that back in about 1980, and understood what they were doing to our country, and knew then about the mass murder that was coming to our country. I knew about it in 1980, and also the invasion they're planning for this country, where China and Japan are going to link, the Asian countries are going to link together and come in the West. Your Latin American, Cubans, and Arabs are going to come in from the south through Florida and Texas. They're already bringing in insurgents along with all these so-called farm workers into the United States. Chinese military and hardware and equipment have been caught on U.S. soil already by American citizens down on the Texas border. The point is, it's the truth, and we're being set up for destruction, and the American people better wake up to it. And it's not the Jews doing it, brother. It's the Vatican. The Vatican is one that ordered Hitler and Stalin, both Roman Catholics, to murder Jews. And also the Jesuits writing the protocols of the meetings of the learned elders of Zion. They wrote that to provoke anger and hatred against Jews to destroy God's people. And that's never going to happen totally either, because the Lord's coming back to put a stop to all this.
Now, you've taken a religious path. Since you realized that this is not just a political or financial war, this is a religious war.
Spiritual war.
And you took a spiritual path yourself. And I guess is that how you dealt with it in your heart? How has it changed your life once you realized the magnitude of this problem?
Well, when I realized both my spiritual responsibility to speak out against it and to oppose it verbally, I also realized that I had to oppose them physically, because this country was formed by Christians, by Protestants, by basically Calvinists that formed the 13 colonies. Roger Williams was a Calvinist, a guy named Clark that was behind him, Patrick Henry was a Calvinist. They formed what is known as the United States in the beginning. This country was formed by Protestants and not by Catholics. And I realized that our forefathers were believers, and they stood up with firearms and stood up against the the Freemason King of England, who was controlled by the Vatican. They stood up against him and against his army and wouldn't give their land and their freedoms to him. They wouldn't bow.
Right. And, you know, something, I hear that music So I think we're going to take a break and then come back with Walt Williams, and I'll get to some of my callers, 800-313-9443, back after this short message.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Get to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat badge I laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Took out a kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Okay, we're back, and my guest is Walt Williams, a patriot from Michigan who has come to terms with the real controllers, the spiritual controllers of the New World Order through years of work trying to help his country. And, Walt, you've sparked keen interest to a number of callers. I want to start getting to them. Marilyn in California, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Hi, I really appreciate what your speaker said about the King James Version of the Bible. It's obvious that he is not a Catholic anymore, that he's now Christian, and that I came out of a quasi-Catholic religion, the Episcopalians, which are really under the, you know, for the Pope. And when the Lord called me, one of the first things I realized was that the King James Version of the Bible was the only true word of God. I have a question I wanted to ask the caller and also you, Greg. you've had many speakers on here that have, and you yourself have pointed out that most of the evils of the world, and I believe this springs from the Catholic Church. Is that correct?
Well, yes, from the hierarchy of the Vatican, that is nothing new. I mean, this has been going on for centuries. We can go back, if you want to go back 100 years or 150 years, just look at the Lincoln assassination. C.T. Wilcox has talked about that. Yes, I'm not saying that there aren't people who are Jews involved in this. I'm not saying there are politicians who aren't involved in this. Banksters are involved with this. But there's a network, and someone has to be at the top of it. And I'm of the opinion, through interviewing many people from all walks of life who have all different views, from it's a Zionist plot, from it's a plot within the government, from a plot in controlling, you know, in religion. And I've come to terms that this thing goes way up to Rome and all the way back. That's my feeling. Walt, what about you?
Well, here's an indication to show you about this business, about them trying to blame the Jews for everything. First of all, the Mossad, the intelligence agency that spies for Israel, was created by Reinhard Gehlen, an ex-Nazi and head of the Secret Service on the Eastern Front in Russia. And he was brought into the United States, made an American citizen by an act of Congress, and a one-star general in the American military. And he and Wild Bill Donovan, also a Roman Catholic Knight of Malta, both of them Knight of Malta, and Alan Dulles, Roman Catholic, I believe, Knight of Malta as well, formed the Mossad. Okay, all of them were involved with the Superior General of the Jesuits in Rome, which is the head of all intelligence agencies globally. Okay, now, the Jews that were involved in forming Israel in the 40s were labor Zionists. They're Freemasons. Now, all Masonic lodges in the United States as well as the rest of the world are controlled by the Black Pope. Okay, he's the highest Freemason in the world. The secret masters is what they're all told, given the orders from above. Never identified in the lodges who they are, but it is the Black Pope. So,
and this is verified. I can tell you my interviews with Leo Zagami from Italy verifies exactly what Walt says, and he worked with these people. And if you look at his career, this man, he was actually with them. He's a very popular DJ and a person in the music business in Italy for years. Grew up in the Vatican, Catholic, on the Vatican radio. And he worked with these people and says the same exact thing. So people, we have people in America understanding it, people in Europe trying to help America. Marilyn, did I answer your question?
Oh, no. You got way off of what I wanted to talk about.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
I believe that the Catholic Church is guiding force behind the evil Jews, but I will make a comment. You've had all these people on here, Greg. This is what my comment was. You've had all these people that have proven, and I've knew it before you even started listening to you, the Catholic Church is really Satan's agent, I believe, here on in the world, and I believe it
That's
happened
right.
in the first century, not the 17th century. As a Christian, we know this. We try to witness to Catholics and bring them out. Why then, Greg, do you and all of these people you've had on there that have been persecuted by the Catholic Church still stay in the Catholic Church? I don't get it. What is the rationale?
Well, I'm not in the Catholic Church. I don't know if I've made
that clear. You had said you were previously. Maybe you've come out now, and I have prayed for you, and I've sent you information about. That's the most important thing you can do is get the heck out of there. You know.
Well, you see what. I grew up Catholic. Let me just give you my background so you know. I went to a Catholic grade school, St. John Brebeuf, in Niles, Illinois, right next to Chicago. I went to Notre Dame High School for 4 years. And after that, basically, I used to go to church every day. In fact, I was an epistle reader. I used to go to Mass every day. In high school, I used to at least go once a week. But ever since college, I have not been a practicing Catholic. Once I realized what was happening, when I went to Rome in the 80s, I basically became more of an agnostic, in a sense, for a while, not believing anything, and then came back around to see the real truth through the help of many of my friends that I've interviewed over this show in years to come. And let's say I'm working on a spiritual path now towards God. with the help of all people like Walt Williams. So that's my story. And we're going into a break. Marilyn, stay on. We'll come back about 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898. Information on how to protect your wealth. Call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're back in the last half hour of the Investigative Journal, and my guest is Walt Williams, a patriot from Michigan who is telling us what we're really facing. Marilyn, you're on the line calling from California. Any last words? Because I must move on to my other callers.
Yeah, is this Greg? I got cut off. This is Marilyn again. I wanted to make sure that I said to you that I think the most important truth, you pursue truth, the most important truth that you can pursue is there is truth. There's black and white. There's bad and good. The real truth is salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And that's what I'll leave you with.
Okay, and I believe you'd agree with that, Walt, wouldn't you?
Yes, our only hope is the Lord Jesus Christ and his gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection, and faith in that alone for our justification, yes, and the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit, giving us that faith.
Okay, let's move on to Texas. Alfred, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Williams.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm using the AKA Alfred as an Alfred Hitchcock because I know in my heart of hearts, deep down, there is good God in me. I was raised Catholic, now a Christian, a child of God. Because of this, I have been implicated, involved in a matter here in Austin, Texas. Anyone living here in Austin, please visit the public access community television, PACT for short. Let them take your good money and see what happens to you. There's good people there, maybe like Alex Jones. They have carte blanche, supposedly. Y'all know Alex Jones?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I know him.
Well, he can go in there and have his little TV show, but I might have been exiled Russian style. I'll know soon, maybe tomorrow. I don't think they're going to let me even do part of their open studio. I'm waiting on a call.
Why is that?
Well, I took their producer production classes, and then it was taken away from me because I was involved in a matter across the street saying I presented myself as a PACT employee. I wanted to film something, and I did not tell them that. So I think, so then they called over there, and now they gave me my money back and said, you can't use our cameras. And
do you have anything pertinent to what we're talking about regarding the Vatican?
Well, it's because I'm a Christian, and it is somewhat closely related. It's because I'm a child of God that they don't want me. They want to kill me. I feel like my life's being taken from me by these people over here at Austin Public Access Community Television. They're part of who are those, the other people? I can't remember. I used to be one of them. I went to a Catholic school, the Brothers. Anyways.
Okay. Well, I understand. And, Alfred, I really feel for you. Just watch out. Be careful. Always speak the truth and follow God, and everything will work out. I thank you for your call. Let's move on to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, you always have interesting comments.
Yeah, thanks, gents. Wanted to preface what I had to say with this, is that I'm tired of hearing, like you'd be doing a show like this or related to Roman Catholic issues, and then you have what I regard as knuckleheaded Roman Catholics call in and claim that you're bashing Roman Catholics. Now, forgive me, but am I incorrect in understanding that one cannot be a doctrinal Roman Catholic and inherently be bashing non-Roman Catholic religious doctrines, not the persons per se, but the doctrines? And conversely, cannot one be an adherent of any other of the world's religions and not inherently bash Roman Catholicism as being incorrect? And so, is the somehow the measure of Catholicism to be based on its adherence rather than its doctrines?
I don't follow the question, to be honest with you. If you can make it a little simpler.
Yeah, well, it's doctrines and its practices, which may emanate from practice of those very same doctrines. So when I, perhaps in the case of Roman Catholicism, it's a case of continuing on its 1,500-some-year tradition of syncretism with all the bunch of the other world's religions, then I can, maybe there's some merit to that argument. Now, if you want to go over to EWTN, then you can hear the shoehorning in of the veneration of Mary to, or elevation to, the status of co-redemptrix with Jesus Christ. So if you want to hear the latest syncretism being woven in, I guess you can go there. And then
I'll let Walt comment in a minute, but I just want to say this. I think what I try to do on this show is you have to intermingle religion with political affairs, with financial affairs, because the Vatican is not just a religious organization pushing a religious doctrine. They use their doctrine, they use duplicity and deception to infiltrate temporal activity, normal temporal political activities. And that's the real key here, in a way, not gloss over the religious aspects, realize what they're all about. And that's the discussion I have all the time, because it's never talked about and it's hidden by them. And it needs to be out in the open. That's my point. Now, Walt, did you have a comment?
Yes, I do. First of all, but let's consider something that's really blatant. The United Nations. Now, the United Nations is a political organization, correct?
Yes. Go ahead.
Roger?
Yes.
Okay. The Vatican has a seat in the United Nations. Now, they're a religious organization, tax-free, tax-exempt, I should say, religious organization in the United States. And they have complete dictatorial control over the churches, land, all the physical holdings. They also control 25% of all the world's gold. Now, why would a religious organization have a place and give national status, which Mussolini did when he was dictator of Italy when he was alive? Why would a religious organization have a place in the United Nations and have voting status? Well, the truth is, the Vatican is the one that put the money up and used the Rockefellers to build the UN building and put that organization together to expedite their setting up a world government with the Pope sitting in as a dictator. Now, think about it a minute. What is the percentage of nations that are in the United Nations right now having voting power, having votes, that are Roman Catholic? I would say about 60% of them do. They have a majority.
You're quite correct that Roman Catholicism is inherently political in orientation, just as is Islam, unlike true Christianity. And otherwise, we would hear rank-and-file Roman Catholics demanding that the United States Embassy to the Vatican be pulled, correct?
Exactly.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But that was done in 1868. The diplomatic relations with the Vatican was cut off by Andrew Johnson and by demands of Congress because of their involvement in murdering Abraham Lincoln. You know, Ronald Reagan in 1984 reestablished that with one of the top P2 guys sitting beside him watching him give his speech, looking at the Washington Monument, a phallic symbol.
Yeah, Licio Gelli from Rome.
Are American officials somehow unable to communicate with the Vatican without having an official embassy?
Well, first of all, they're a religious organization, and we shouldn't be setting up diplomatic relations with a religious organization. You don't see diplomatic relations being set up with the Baptist churches or the Lutheran churches or any other religious organization, do you?
Yeah.
Why should there be diplomatic relations with that monster in Rome?
Of course.
Which has been responsible for 200 million people being murdered since its inception.
Hey, could I assert quickly a diffusing position before I go? Is that that having been said, if you take the position that anything that is not of Jesus Christ is inherently of your father, the devil, so by logical extension, anything that is against that true Christian belief is inherently satanic. And
that's right.
I would include Roman Catholicism in that mix as being inherently satanic. So I take a somewhat diffusing view from the position of Phelps and others who are, well, it's the Catholicism or the Vatican or it's the Jews, et cetera, and say that merely or more so that all of these are individually and together being used as tools by Satan to advance his kingdom. And that's all. God bless.
That's right.
And I wanted to interject one thing, when I first began to really research this and how deep it goes, someone presented me with the real Jesuit order role in this, and we've talked about that many times on my show. And one person, Eric Phelps, had mentioned to me a long time ago that the only way to solve the problem is to get rid of the Jesuits in this country.
They should be expelled.
And I was on the fence on that for a long time, and as I looked at it, as I really researched it, I believe that to be true. We need to rid ourselves of these people. I don't even call them priests. Maybe the lower-level priests. Well, if you're a lower-level priest, figure out what your hierarchy's doing or get out. but we need to get rid of them or we are really in big trouble. So I'm going to go on the record stating that. Carl in Oklahoma, you're on the Investigative Journal. You have a question for my guest, Walt Williams.
Thank you, Greg, for taking my call. Please bear with me. I have somewhat to say about all of this.
I have a bunch of callers, so try to be fair with the other people on the line.
I sure will.
About 6 minutes and then 5 minutes on the other side of the break, so go ahead.
Okay, first off, the Jesuits are the bad ones, and they are the house of Yeshu or the house of Jesus. They brought the name Jesus forward into the scriptures, and it all goes back to the ancient Hebrews, who were the German holy men and soothsayers. You'll find that in a book called Life in Ancient Egypt by Adolf Erman on page 355. The house of Jesus, or Jesus, or Jesus, or Isus, they take many titles, have to go underground now in order to survive the shakeout that's coming to the whole world. And that was plainly told by Malachi Martin on a program when he was interviewed by Art Bell back in the late 90s, before he got whacked. And in that program, he said that what's coming to the world is so bad that I can't even talk about it to anyone. Okay. And he said that the Christian religion, which are the house of Jesus, the very ones that the Vatican put up and deceived the world with, is going to go down, so we'll have to go underground, he said. And then the Christians don't realize or understand that in their religion that they have to submit to the knife, and that's present yourself a living sacrifice to Lucifer, who is, in fact, Jesus. The Black Pope...
That's wrong. That's a lie. I'm sorry. I won't sit back and be quiet. That's not the truth.
Well, make your comments, if you will. But,
I think what you're saying, and to expedite this, and we'll have Walt on again, and you can come back, Carl, and really talk more. You're basically stating an opposite view of what Jesus really is. Now I'm going to let Walt comment, and then I have to get to my other caller. So thanks for calling, Carl. Go ahead. Walt,
Yes, I'm here.
Comment on that.
First of all, the name Jesus, Iesus, is Greek. That's the Greek pronunciation of it. The English pronunciation or transliteration is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The Society of Jesus was created by Ignatius Loyola in the 1540s, okay? And Christians existed long before. I'm sorry. Hold on a moment, please.
Yeah, okay. Walt's taking a call.
Hello. Call back after two.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, Walt's
I'm
Walt,
sorry. Walt. I had another line, but here's the deal. There was the Vaudois, V-A-U-D-O-I-S, existed long before, and Christian churches existed long before the Roman Catholic Church was created in 340 A.D., okay?
Mm-hmm.
There were Christian, independent Christian churches and assemblies ever since the Lord Jesus was here and after his life, and it centered in Antioch, Syria. The Vaudois were 1,000 miles south, went up and got manuscripts that were accurate and reproduced properly, brought them back and translated them into the old Latin language. That's how we got the present-day English Bible, okay?
Right.
Now, the bottom line is, this garbage of saying that Jesuits are Christians, they're not Christians, they're Satanists, number one, okay? They're not born again, they're not regenerate, they're not Christians, okay? And that's what has to be pointed out. The Christians are ones that believe in the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, okay, and believe his word. The Catholic Church suppresses the Bible, tells its people not to read the Bible and not to come to their own conclusions or define it. The Pope is the only one who has the authority to tell them what to believe.
Yeah, and if
what
I could ask two people here to really emphasize what Walt is saying. First was Father Alberto Rivera, a Jesuit priest who was murdered by them, who came forward and echoed what Walt is saying. Second, I've had on my show, who's still alive, Archbishop Gerard Bouffard, who's been with us. I might add, he's recovering from cancer, bone cancer, and he's going to be on the show as soon as he gets strong enough. But he has come out and said to everyone exactly what Walt's saying about the Jesuit order and the Vatican. He worked in the Vatican, lives now in Canada, and he was the Archbishop of Guatemala for years, and he said he had to become a 33-degree Mason. So I have the tendency to believe those people who have actually been in it and understand what they're doing. I understand what Carl was saying. However, you know, that is something that we could debate about for a long time, and I respect everyone's opinion on religious history.
Right.
You know, and I mean that. I mean, there's so many different views, and I think we need to hear that. But I appreciate what Walt was saying. And we have a minute here, Walt, before we go into break, and then I want to get to Nova Scotia. We got a caller there.
The reason why the Jesuits went underground is because they've been kicked out of 83 nation states since their inception in 1540. They're evil, destructive, and murderous. They take the fourth degree oath calls for four methods of murdering people that oppose the Pope of Rome and will not bow to his authority. Their job is to counter the Reformation. That's their purpose for existence, is murdering anybody who opposes Rome's rule over them.
Yeah, and who gets, for example, they will infiltrate down to the lowest level churches. And what I'm talking about is they'll be in the Baptist religion.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, and they take interest in what we're saying on these shows. What I find, though, is they try to limit what they'll do is marginalize the message any way they possibly can. And they're trying to do that right now. So Americans, beware. That's what they do. And that's why you don't see anybody that...
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
...0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true.
Okay, I'm going to quickly get back to our final segment. We only have about 4 minutes left. I did want to mention, if you heard that last commercial about Lay's Med Inc., I am going to have Dr. Carpenter on tomorrow to talk about this, and you might want to listen to see how she has found working to cure cancer without those obtrusive methods that the mainstream medical community is using. So I will have her on tomorrow. I did want to mention, to illustrate what I said at the top, at the last, before the break, to emphasize the Jesuit order's role in this. I tried contacting many Jesuits, tried to even contact the Black Pope, and I felt I should be able to ask him some questions, and even questions of the head of the 10 assistancies. It's run like a military organization in our country, and even the head in Washington. None of them want to talk about this. I've talked to some of their press secretaries and things, and they categorically, they say they don't know anything about that type of discussion, like Walt is talking about, or I do. So you can't get a straight answer or even a straight debate with them. And tomorrow, tune in, because I'm going to update the Tour of Hope, putting speakers together around this country and commute and what we call committees around the country formed to fight this evil. And I'll tell you tomorrow some of the speakers that are going to be involved, that are getting on board. Many of the people that have been on my show, and I'm sure Walt, I haven't talked to him yet about it, would like to do something like this. Let's go to Greg in Nova Scotia. Greg, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, you have a question for my guest?
I have a question for you, Greg. I was just, I recently started listening to your radio show, and I was reading your website, and most interestingly about that Leo Zagami, the factor of the Illuminati, that caught me.
You know what you do before we get into a deep discussion? He's going to be on Monday.
Okay. I'll listen in.
And there's a whole bunch of archives, too. Once RBN gets the archives, you can go back and listen to all his interviews. So do you have a question for Walt?
I don't have a question. I just want to know, is regurgitating this Vatican leading the New World Order, the top of the pyramid, is that going to help? How is this going to help?
I'm going to leave that to Walt.
First of all, we have spiritual enemies, and we also have physical enemies called human beings. We're being used by Satan's system. And by Satan and his the fallen demons that are with him, okay, to promote his one world government and the rebellious people in this world to oppose their creator. And that's been going on ever since the garden. And the false doctrines of the Catholic Church that's been promoted ever since its inception, which is this free will gospel that man controls his destiny and denies the scriptures that says that God controls our destiny, not us.
Yep.
And that's the primary lie that was told Eve in the garden. So that's what has to be pointed out. Read the scriptures.
And what I want to point out to you, Greg, I want to mention this. Call me back anytime. I'll have a lot more shows on this topic. One reason that, and I've only got about a minute here, so I'm going to make it short, why it's important to get to the top. You can't ever solve a problem if you don't cut off the head of the snake. And you'll need to do this because this is a worldwide problem. And that's why it's important to understand where it all emanates from, where the top of the chain is when you discuss the New World Order. That's an important reason. So, Greg, we're all out of time. Thanks for calling. I want to thank you, Walt, for being on the show, and we'll have you on again. Thanks.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's Walt Williams from Michigan. We're going to be back. We're all out of time again on the Investigative Journal. Thanks for calling. You can call in any time on my show. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Have a nice day, and until then, good afternoon. Somewhere.